And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. President Trump's Liberation Day tariffs are already working as more than 50 countries line up to negotiate with the U.S. The White House economic director is reporting that nations are scrambling to talk because, quote, they understand that they bear a lot of the tariff. Our neighbors up north, well, they're not taking it quietly, with Canada buying billboards across 12 states claiming tariffs are a tax. Funny how they never mentioned that when their goods flowed freely across our border while American products still faced barriers. Lawrence Technical University has apologized to a Jewish soccer player after a teammate subjected him to Nazi salutes, Holocaust jokes, and physical assaults. The school not only failed to protect the soccer player, but actually kicked him off the team when he reported the abuse. Only after mounting legal pressure did they acknowledge their failure. In Portland, a male athlete who came in dead last against junior varsity boys, well, he recently took first place, but he had to switch to the girls' team to do it. Zachary Rose won the high jump by at least 2 inches after previously failing to place when competing against biological males. Activists on the internet are attempting to justify the murder of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf, who was stabbed to death after reportedly asking another teen to move from his seat at a track meet. The victim died in his twin brother's arms. Meanwhile, activists have raised thousands through GoFundMe for the confessed killer, labeling the victim as an aggressor for asking someone to move. In Fairfax County, Virginia, the school board's budget chair is accused of embezzling $175,000 from his employer, spending it on strip clubs, vacations, and his political campaign. Kyle McDaniel, who oversees a $4 billion education budget, allegedly twice confessed to misappropriating company funds and continued to charge personal expenses after promising to stop. No, that's good. He made a promise that he didn't keep. How political of him. President Trump has extended the deadline for a TikTok sale by 75 days. Despite imposing 54% tariffs on China, Trump is showing a little bit of flexibility, saying that he doesn't want the app to go dark while acquisition talks continue with major American tech companies. Finally, some genuine medical innovation. A breakthrough drug has shown remarkable success treating a previously untreatable form of cholesterol. The single-dose medication wiped out nearly 94% of lipoprotein A, which affects 64 million Americans and can cause heart attacks in even otherwise healthy people. For once, Big Pharma is delivering something close to a cure rather than a lifetime subscription plan. Seems out of character for them, doesn't it? And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.